Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, welcome back into the drive. The Astros continue to lead 4-0 as the Astros bullpen got through it, had a couple of runners on, had a chance to kind of get back in it, but Contreras, he almost looked like he had makeup on, to be honest with you out there, but he shut the door in that seventh inning, and they head to the eighth inning. Astros up 4-0 right now in Seattle, looking to win that series. All right, Tyler earlier decided to do what show was that voice from?
Family Guy.
Yeah,
the old man that's a bit pervy.
Yeah, pervy old man.
I haven't seen the paper boy.
There you go. So that prompted us to I gave him an hour. I gave him a little bit longer now. I gave him about 2 hours of, hey, give me your top five animated shows, animated TV shows, top five animated TV shows. I got people rolling in. Guy Gene threw his out there. Kick Rocks threw his out there. I got plenty of people on the text line, on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, throwing theirs out there. But quickly, let the people know, right, this is your favorites, not what you believe are the all-time favorites.
Yes.
These are your favorites, and we already understand that The Simpsons aren't on there. That's
right. And like you said, I mean, if this was a top five I was putting together of the just greatest, most successful cartoons of all time, The Simpsons would no doubt be in there.
Okay.
They are not.
So start at five. Let's go 5-1. Your top five. Here we go.
These are some good ones.
Here we go.
I was a child of the 90s.
Right.
Told y'all, we talked recently on the show about our love for Nickelodeon, how much Nickelodeon I watched as a kid. That's going to make an appearance here. Number five, Doug.
Oh, God. Doug.
Doug is a classic, man.
Doug on Nick. Do you think he ever smashed Patty? Maybe this. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, Doug was in there for sure.
Patty Mayonnaise, there you go.
Probably had a pork chop at the end of the bed while he did it. But yeah, number five, Doug.
Use condom, Doug. Doug, number five, Doug, okay.
Yeah, don't forget your raincoat, Dougie. Five, Doug, four, another Nickelodeon cartoon. I love this one. Hey, Arnold.
Okay, hey, Arnold. Okay.
Oh, you don't like that. You do not like that.
Listen, man, it's yours. Top five list, Hey, Arnold. That's a...
Luke, did you watch Hey, Arnold?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I like both these.
Football. Okay, you're in here. Okay.
I don't know if they'd be in my top five, but they're good shows.
Okay. Good. So not like Face Off or...
That's right.
Yeah, Face Off. He wiped you down. He gave you the
ridiculous
hand on Face Off. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Now he's going ridiculous.
Off. Yeah, ridiculous.
Number three, Family Guy.
Three? So, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
I would have thought that was the top. I would have thought that was your LeBron James.
I could get that. Yeah, Family Guy is just too damn funny. Been watching it from teenage years to now, really. Really funny show. Number two, the only reason I couldn't put this one as number one is because once you start growing a little older, it's not the same. It's not the same as it was when I was a kid, but this was my all-time favorite show in my adolescence. Nickelodeon, once again, Rugrats.
Okay, well, this is ridiculous.
What? Rugrats is awesome, man.
Your, it's your list.
Tommy Pickles was my damn hero. Wanted to punch Chucky all the time.
Tommy Pickles was my damn hero.
He was.
This is the quote of this segment.
Bro, Tommy Rugrats was my all-time favorite.
All right, Rugrats, okay. All
but right. Couldn't put it number one because, I mean, as I've gotten older, it's not quite as enjoyable if I look back at it. Number one. It was easy for me. As soon as you gave me this assignment, I knew what number one was. South Park.
South Park.
Okay. South Park, and it is easy for me, man. No cartoon has ever made me laugh so hard that I legitimately start crying than some of the wild-ass episodes you see from South Park, especially years back. South Park, for sure.
Yeah, that episode where they did Wheel of Fortune and that thing said Naggers up there.
That's a good one. Also, the Kanye West fish sticks episode is a classic.
I wasn't a huge. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big animation cartoon guy. Anyway, I would say on this list, Doug is probably the one that I've watched the most. I've seen
great
them
show.
I ain't really watched a lot of Hey Arnold. I've seen them all, but Doug is probably the one I've watched the most. A bit of a surprise here, kind of. No Boondocks.
I've never seen it.
Oh, wow.
I know what you're talking about. I know of the show. I've never seen a single episode of that show.
Yeah, Kick Rocks, I'm very disappointed, is what he said from the text line.
Sorry, man.
This is your time to trash or give your love. Some people love Rugrats. Guy Gene said Rugrats is goated.
Yeah.
Someone texted in on the text line, this is a horrible five. No King of the Hill, that's a disgrace.
That's a good one. I could have probably worked that one in there. Another honorable mention for you. Joe, ever watched Rocco's Modern Life?
Oh, yeah.
That one was hard for me not to put in there. I have the box set of Rocco at my house. I loved Rocco's Modern Life.
Great show.
Yeah, it's
silly wallaby.
I've never seen that one.
No.
Never watched
it. It's got a lot of adult humor in it, but it was a kid's show.
But there's some new. What'd you say? What's the horse one?
Yeah, BoJack Horseman.
I've never heard that. One's good.
It's a good one, yeah.
I've heard that one. That one's really good. Now, that's an Adult Swim joint right there.
Yeah.
That's just like Boondocks is.
Or Robot Chicken. Yeah. Ah, Real Monsters, another Nickelodeon favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people are rolling in like, you know, DuckTales. Futurama, I've heard of that.
I never really was big into Futurama, to be honest.
I didn't love it.
My favorite thing is when Luke gets dismissive of something.
As gospel.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Dragon Ball Z coming in a lot on the.
Yeah, never got
talk about ridiculous.
I never got into the anime stuff really.
No.
Yeah, no, not bad. I gotta have The Simpsons in there. I gotta have Boondocks in there. For me, personally.
What about Pinky and the Brain?
Never really got into that one.
I love that one. That and Animaniacs, WB.
Animaniacs wasn't bad. That wasn't bad.
Tiny Toons.
Yeah. I mean, I was big into the Ghostbusters when they were the cartoon version of Ghostbusters wasn't bad either.
Yeah, that's a whole nother category. I loved Scooby. And all those
impersonation
the superhero
for you.
Ones on Cartoon Network back in the day.
Yep. Yeah, some people rolling in, man. No American Dad. Never got into that.
Very Family Guy-esque, obviously, same creators. So that's a good one.
My man said Doug, man. I hear you on that, man. Let Doug live, man.
Him and Skeeter.
I always liked Dr. Katz. Might be more of a deep cut from the 90s. It was on Comedy Central. That was a great one.
Never heard of that. Oh, someone more checked in with Recess. Yes, I used to watch Recess during Saturday mornings.
Never watched that, really.
Recess
that's
and
a couple
Pepper
of real a holes on the and the that big dude, man. I could stand his ass.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop Early Access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to get in that cartoon and kick his ass myself.
Was one of them Spinelli or something like that?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Saw it here and there, but I never regular watched that one.
Damn, they just put you in and said, Luke should be quiet. Never seen Boondocks. I don't even think that's what you
were. That was me, friend.
That was Tyler. The one who so supposedly sounds like Nick Caserio is the one.
That's right.
That's Luke. He did one that sounds like he's calling balls and strikes is the one. No. Tyler's not seen the Boondocks. So he doesn't have to shut up because it was his list. Beavis and Butthead didn't make it, huh?
Another good one.
I watched a little bit of Beavis and Butthead. It wasn't the greatest thing. SpongeBob coming through as well.
Ooh, I completely just blanked on SpongeBob. Yeah, that's got to be in that top five. That's a mistake I'll own up to right now. SpongeBob's in top five.
Well, what's coming off if SpongeBob is in?
Hey, Arnold. Yeah. Hey, Arnold.
See you later, Hey, Arnold.
But Hey, Arnold, that was even number five.
Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah, he's filled it up. He feels Doug. Doug seems to have a personal thing.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
I thought about him and where Patty Mayonnaise and Doug are today.
Yeah.
Just getting it in.
And Pork Chop.
Getting it. No, not Pork Chop. Pork Chop's dead.
Damn it, dude.
Getting it in.
That hurts.
Coming up, T-Mill's Best Bets will win you some money. Hey, he's had a hell of a week. 75% Monday, 80% hit. He is 77 for the week. We'll win you some money coming up, and we'll take a look at where the Astros are, and is it time to give somebody for the Astros their flowers? Is it time? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Tyler Miller says he's still real optimistic.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers, service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required, restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.